This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Seven after the hour. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Rich is at the controls in our studio in Washington, thus we don't have the correct intro to the hour. There is a jingle we've been using, Rich, for years.
Oh, cool.
And years.
All right.
And years. And years.
I have to introduce
myself
to that jingle.
You're killing my morale here because this is in the morale of the people who are listening around the country that want to feel secure in that, even though Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, is not with us this week. We still have the same ideas. We have, well, I don't know, new ideas because Kevin is here. I think that under the circumstances, we have there's a wonderful reality in Talkers Magazine, and that is if Michael is not around, he has an assistant. Would you like, Kevin, do you like that when I call you the assistant? You're the, actually.
I'm pretty sure he's got a pretty important kind of title that he uses.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
It's got to be like vice president of something or other.
It's executive vice president.
Whoa!
Excuse me.
Really? Well, under that circumstance, then we must give umbrage to Kevin. And now, Richie, I'm not connected well at all here. Can we go to a commercial and I can figure out what the heck's going on?
Sure.
All right.
In business, risks and rewards come with every decision, like moving to the cloud with Office 365. While its benefits include anywhere access and lower costs, cyber threats and user errors can quickly wipe out data and the money you save. Barracuda Essentials for Office 365 provide an added layer of security and functionality for threat protection, email migration, data recovery, and quality of service. Move securely to Office 365. Visit barracuda.com/essentials to learn more.
We alarm our houses, and we alarm our cars. But when it comes to your personal information, it can be tough to know when something isn't right. That's where Discover Card can help. Now, we'll send you an alert if we find your social security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. And this service is free for card members. Just sign up online. It's our way of looking out for you, not just your account. Learn more at discover.com/freealerts. Limitations apply.
Welcome to Geico's Motorcycle Meanderings.
I sure saved a lot of money by switching to Geico. I scored some big savings, and now I can use their mobile app 24/7 for all sorts of stuff. Life just makes sense now. What doesn't make sense is why don't bikers order in drive-thrus more often? Is it because the name drive-thru feels exclusionary? They should call it drive or ride-thru. But then, I need three extra arms to hold my drink and burger and fries. Nah, I'm happy with just two arms.
Geico Motorcycle. Savings that make sense.
Fall is the best time to feed your lawn. With 10% off Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard Fall Weed and Feed and Fall Lawn Food at the Home Depot. Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard feeds your lawn to build strong, deep grass roots for winter when you need it most. So it'll be lush, green, and beautiful next spring when you want it most. Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard Fall Weed and Feed and Fall Lawn Food. 10% off now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through October 4th.
All right, let's see if we can do take two on this. This is a great thing about live radio. You work through the things that happen. If you have a flat tire in your car, you can't just wish it away, right? So we fix the flat tire, and now I can hear Kevin Casey, and I can hear Rich McFadden, and so on we go. Kevin is here in place of Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher. Kevin Casey is the executive vice president in charge of really doing all the work. I think that's basically what it is,
so.
Right? You do all the work. See, he didn't say no, Richie.
I'm remaining silent on this one.
Michael sounds good on the air.
Yeah,
but really, the nuts and bolts behind it all is Kevin.
Right. All right. So let's go through the stories according to the research that Kevin has done at Talkers Magazine. Top 10 stories of the week and the top 10 people list as well. And then we'll extrapolate some items of interest that may pique our interest. I know, Kevin, you listen to Michael and I as we do this every week, and we sometimes get somewhat distracted.
That's a good word for it, Doug.
Is it?
You want to start with the stories here?
Yeah, and I promise to give you more latitude. Go ahead.
We got a bunch of ties, so bear with me as I kind of lay this out for you. At number 10, we have the MLB playoff push tied with National Football League action. At number 9 on the chart this week, the film It and the related clown phobia tied with Apple unveiling its new iPhones. At number 8, the Equifax security breach is tied with Bannon's appearance on 60 Minutes back on Sunday. At number 7, North Korea nuclear threats. Coming in at number 6, the London Tube terror attack. At 5, we have a tie again, ESPN's Jemele Hill controversy and Bernie Sanders' single-payer bill. At number 4, the tax code overhaul proposition. Number 3, Hillary Clinton's new book. At number 2, Irma and Harvey aftermath. And the number 1 story this week on News Talk Radio, Trump's DACA policy, the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, is what DACA stands for.
DACA. It sounds like an insidious character from Star Wars.
It does. Yes, it does.
Or am I confusing that with Dooku or Daku?
No, you're very close. It does.
Yeah, that's what I thought. All right. See, Richie, I kind of do have a clue, as you sometimes tell me I do. Next, speaking of clues, for the week of September the 11th to the 15th, Kevin and his research have come up with a list of people who have been on the mind of those having discussions about the real issues.
That's right. The top people discussed this week at number 10, Stephen K. Bannon. Number 9, Vladimir Putin. At number 8, we have Kim Jong-un. And number 7, Bernie Sanders. At number 6, Sarah Huckabee Sanders. Number 5, Jemele Hill. Number 4 is Paul Ryan. At number 3, Hillary Clinton. Tied at number 2 is Charles Schumer and Nancy Pelosi. And, of course, the number 1 person discussed on News Talk Radio this week, President Donald Trump.
But he made a deal with Schumer and Pelosi. Yes.
Maybe. There seems to be some controversy over whether a deal was actually made.
How much of the controversy around Trump is made up, do you think, Kevin?
Oh, boy. I don't think a lot of it. I think Donald's always been, I think he's always been a controversial guy. I think he likes it. He likes that stuff swirling around him. You know, he was controversial before he was president in many ways.
You know, Hillary blamed his ability to say controversial things from taking the limelight of the actual issues that she wanted to discuss during the campaign as part of the reason that she lost, is the media didn't cover the real issues because they were so focused on...
She lost because the news media didn't do a good job. Is that why she lost?
Well, so does she have a point? Does Donald Trump create this cyclone of just media craziness that takes away from what we really should be focused on? And
who's to determine what we should be focused on? Her?
Well, according to her, during the campaign, we didn't focus on the things we were supposed to.
Well, you know, look, I think that one of the things that happened over the course of the campaign is the terminology that was being used is Donald Trump was a bomb thrower. You know, he loved to throw, you know, figurative bombs, obviously, and the media couldn't help but react to it. And I think that that frustrated the heck out of Hillary Clinton because she wanted to be, you know, going into, white paper depth about health care, et cetera. And that's, you know, media likes bomb throws. They're easier to cover.
And do you think that has come to bite Trump back in the rear end, the fact that he was able to create this controversy and get all this attention, and now he can't get away from it?
That's an interesting theory. I think there might be some validity to that. What do you think, Doug?
Well, I think that what Trump has done is given himself and others permission to step out of the box, to be extraordinary, to try daring things, to get uncomfortable, to do things that the news media doesn't like and other politicians don't like. They like predictability. He stretches everybody's mind and imagination. And nobody else for a while has done that. I don't remember somebody else doing what he has done. And the news media is used to trying to control the agenda. And it's time the arrogance of that is faced. They need to face up to their own shortcomings. They're not willing to do it particularly, but that doesn't mean the people, or at least some people, don't see what's really going on here. I'm not Trump's apologist and never, I don't need to be, and he doesn't need an apologist. But I think that under the circumstances, he has taken the reins. He has not let somebody else set the agenda. Whether the agenda is to your liking or not is another discussion. But he has stepped up to the plate, out of the box, and tried things that other people haven't tried.
And was able to do nothing with it, so that's why health care did nothing, and that's why he's making deals directly with the Democrats now.
How so? That say that again, Richie. What do you?
He took the reins.
Yes.
And took charge, went into the White House, just flames coming out of the back of his limo, and then was able to do nothing with it. Got no health care done, got nothing, was able to do nothing. So now, because, in large part, because of the Republicans not being able to agree on anything, so now he just says, I'm going to do an end around, go straight to the Democrats, and at least make some deals, and once the Republicans figure this out, maybe they'll jump on board and we'll be able to. And I think that's kind of a smart move.
You think this is a strategy saying, hey, I'm gonna side with these guys, and that way it'll get this way it'll get Republicans, Democrats, and Congress talking to each other.
Absolutely.
Mm. Well, it does what often is done. He throws things against the wall and says, look over there, look at what's going on. Meanwhile, over here, with the other hand, he's making deals or creating a situation that actually gets something done. And, but the superficiality of the news media is amazing.
The back end of that is if he goes to give amnesty, he will have gone back on some of his promises on the campaign trail, and that could end up biting him.
Yeah, well, he certainly wouldn't be the first president to do that, obviously. But I think that one of the things that Trump is credited with by a number of observers of media is that Donald Trump is, in modern times, the single greatest media manipulator. And there are people who, especially on the left, who view him as, quote-unquote, incompetent or whatever, or you know, many other words you could toss at him. But I think that, you know, that is pretty accurate. He is very adept at manipulating the media to do his bidding, and whether it seems obvious at first or not.
Doing his bidding. Maybe that's why he's got Amorosa there. Man, is she an unpopular character.
Yeah, but you know what? She doesn't step back either.
No, but she's... But what's the... You only need one person to star in a show, not two. That's what makes me wonder why the heck she's there in the first place. Everybody in the White House seems to dislike her. She's always apparently plotting like it was some kind of a soap opera against the people who are there. She has access to, and not even Kelly, the chief of staff, can keep her out of the office. Trump says, oh, no, she can come in anytime she wants. So, and when you think of the character that she played or how she was identified on the television show, The Apprentice, it was uncanny. Trump wasn't nice to her at all, and she didn't seem to be nice to anybody else. Right? Isn't that what I remember about her
being
on that show?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Time for me to help you understand the balance of your nature with Balance of Nature Fruits and Vegetables. To say this is amazing is an understatement. Balance of Nature provides the nutrients of a dozen servings of different ripened fruits and vegetables. Per capsule, you get enough to enhance your immune system after taking this for a week, up 700%. This is the key to your health and well-being. And it's all in a little capsule that costs you 22 cents. You get a free month supply, 30 of these capsules, when you order at balanceofnature.com. You can use the promo code DJV to get this free month supply, the vitamins, the minerals, the fruits, the vegetables that constitute food. Amazing. What a concept, huh? Getting the vitamins and minerals that you need, not through some supplementation of artificiality, but from real fruits and vegetables. So enhance your immune system by 700%. Get yourself onto the program. Use the health coach they have available at balanceofnature.com. Get the special deal by using the code EJV. Balanceofnature.com. Enhance your immune system with the code DJV.
actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana's been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm from everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Now 23 after the hour, Doug Steffen here with Kevin Casey, who is from Talkers Magazine, in for Michael Harrison this week. And Rich McFadden is at the controls in our studio in Washington. We're going through the routine that we normally go through. Michael and I have a different approach to things. Kevin is a little, we all are different. So he's got a different approach to how he looks at things and what it is that brings people's focus around to some of these issues. The It film, clown phobia. Didn't this start? There have been a couple of movies. They seem to happen around Halloween. These when they're a clown or a doll. Maybe it's the doll movie I'm thinking about. But
yeah, there was a doll movie released earlier this summer, and I remember seeing the trailers. But you know, I mean, look, it was a major, major bestseller for Stephen King, and so a lot of the things that you know, the horror movies that you think of are pretty much just movies. But this is based on a psychological thriller by Stephen King, and the interesting thing is, obviously the movie has done very, very well at the box office, blown away everyone's expectations, but it's kind of resuscitated some people's innate fears of clowns, especially when the clowns can kill you.
Right. Well, wasn't there a thing a couple of years ago with schools, and I'm remembering some other clown movie.
Yes, you're right, Doug. It was, and as a matter of fact, in the little town that I live in, some young lady showed up at a soccer game dressed like a clown, and they called the police.
Yeah.
Well, they were having it, it's 4 or 5 years ago now, and I do remember that, but all around here in the Washington area, there were reports of clowns standing in the woods alongside schools, and they would call the police, and it seemed like it was happening every couple of weeks.
Yeah.
So it was this big thing going on, and it just kind of faded away, but still, clowns are spooky.
And the sad thing is like I don't know what the name of the organization is, but the United Union of Clowns is very upset about this because it's giving people, they say, you know, it's ruining their business. They can't get hired for parties anymore because kids go run screaming.
Well, that's, you know, we all grew up on a different era. I grew up with Clarabelle.
Yeah, Bozo.
And Bozo the Clown.
Yeah, now they're a horror image.
Yeah. I mean, can you imagine Bob Keeshan, who played Captain Kangaroo, but his first job was as Clarabelle the Clown on the Howdy Doody show, him even dealing with the fact that people had anything other than love and warm thoughts about him.
Yeah, I know. Well, he didn't have
people
fangs.
People can ruin anything. Stephen King can ruin.
But that's the great thing about a guy like Stephen King is that you know, take the things that are most normal and dear to us and twist them and make them something sinister and evil. And that's what a great writer does, I guess.
That's an unfamiliar idea for me. I don't like sinister. I don't like evil.
In 10 years, you will see no clowns anywhere except in horror movies.
Yeah, isn't that great, Rich? Thank you. Congratulations. All right, I want to find out if Kevin Casey is an iPhone person or a Droid person. Where are you on the...
I am an iPhone guy. I have an iPhone 7, and I hope not to have to buy a new one for 30 years, given the prices of the new ones.
Yeah, here for you. Richie's been bragging all week about, I'm going to buy one and spend $1,000.
Boy, $1,000 for the iPhone X. Oof.
And what's it got that the... I have a 6. What's it going to do that I can't do with a 6?
That's a great question. I'm not enough of an Apple guy to want to know about this stuff because I don't plan on having to buy one. Rich, do you know what's on?
Well, the big difference, the camera is a lot better in the 7 and even better in the 8 and even better in the X. So if that's important to you, the battery lasts longer. The processor, it's a faster computer inside. It will do the X will do the face imaging to unlock your phone. It'll do the charging without having to plug it in, just sitting it on the base, all kinds of stuff.
The preceding commercial for the new Apple iPhone brought to you by Rich.
Glad to be a spokesperson.
All right, that's number 9 on our list.
The Church of Apple, I do believe in.
The Church of Apple, good for you. Ding Dong School is next. It's 28 past the hour on the Countdown Review.
With free next day delivery from Staples, you can run your business like a pro. You can guarantee the marketing department that they'll get their supplies tomorrow and guarantee the accounting department that they'll be delivered free. With free next day delivery, you'll have the ability to move deadlines up and adjust budgets down. Go to staples.com and get the office essentials you need delivered next day for free. Staples, it's pro time. Orders over $49.99, placed by 5 p.m. Excludes weekends and holidays. Eligible items only.
Hey, it's Larry. Thanks for calling, but I'm buried in books at the library right now trying to figure out what all these hidden fees are on my mobile bill. State fees, federal fees, administrative fees, NTS surcharge? What the heck is an NTS surcharge? If you know, could you please leave a message? Well, do I need a switch?
Getting buried in hidden fees? Switch to Boost Mobile, where your taxes and fees are now included on all plans. Plus, get 2 lines with 3 gigs of 4G LTE per line for just $50, all on the fast and reliable Sprint nationwide network. With Metro PCS, you'll spend $5 more and only get 2 gigs. Sorry, Metro PCS. Switch happens. Boost makes it easy to switch. Switchy makes it easy to save.
Offer ends 11/2/17. Primary line is $50 with second line $0 per month. The total sales price includes the charge for services, taxes, and fees. Requires 1 line to port in. Lines include unlimited talk, text, and data. 1 high-speed data. Alarm and reach. Speeds reduced to 2G speeds until next line cycle. Comparison based on Metro PCS's 2 lines for $55 per month. 2-gigabyte plan as of 8/21/17. For additional details, visit their website. Coverage and offers not available everywhere. Restrictions apply.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Water.
Hey, it's me, Water. Look, about what happened in your apartment with the broken pipe. I just wanted to apologize for ruining all your stuff, and I hope this can all just be some me under the bridge someday. Oh, and also, I'm not paying for anything. Okay, bye.
Water never pays for water damage. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting coverage a snap. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation. rehabilitation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen. You may be exposed to unfamiliar ideas here because Michael Harrison is not with us this week. In his stead is Kevin Casey, Executive Vice President in charge of everything at Talkers Magazine, which you can find at talkers.com, Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, Talk, D-Talk. Do you talk in your sleep, Kevin? I never asked you that before.
I don't know. I'm not awake to hear it.
But nobody's given you an elbow. Stop talking.
No, not that I'm aware of.
No, none of that. Okay. All right. So we're going through the stories and the people. This Jemele Hill thing on ESPN.
Yeah.
It's one of those. We've almost become accustomed, haven't we, to the disrespect that people have. I think it was this Bannon interview that was on 60 Minutes. I got a lot out of what I watched, and I don't like him, frankly. but I wanted to kind of see, and I don't like Charlie Rose, so the two of them together.
That must have been a fun night.
You're right. Why are you watching this? You don't like either one of these guys. But I wanted to sort of get what, you know, to get the real feel for Bannon in a manner of speaking. And, you know, he was going through all kinds of machinations about organization and Trump's going to win again in 2020 and things like that. But as you listen to that and come up with ideas, and that's really what we are. We're a factory of ideas here. I don't know if you saw the interview or not, Kevin. Richie, I'm not sure whether you did either.
I saw excerpt.
Yeah. So same. What he comes across as, for me, kind of just dirty. But the ideas that he had were ideas that, in some cases, even though I'm not a fan of Breitbart either, I found interesting and almost acceptable. So the media, news media, has demonized him to the point where if you even mention his name, you need to stick your, you know, hold your nose. One wonders how often that's the case, where people...
Well, isn't that the case with Trump?
Yeah.
Where you and I, I agree with a lot of the things that Trump wants to do. We just don't like the way he does it.
Yeah, right.
I mean, you know, Breitbart and Bannon both, you know, kind of position themselves as renegades in their field. And, again, as we pointed out earlier, we were talking about how the traditional mainstream media, whatever you want to call them, it doesn't like things that are kind of out of the ordinary. They kind of freak out about how to cover it. I think they felt the same way about Bannon was, you know, who is this guy? He behaves like, you know, he's leading a commando unit instead of, a publication or a media enterprise. Or in the case of the Trump administration, you know, being an advisor to the president.
Well, but just keep in mind that, in a sense, this shows those of us who have been doing this for a long time. I've been doing a talk radio program on the air since 1974, so kind of heard most everything that there is to be heard at least once. And one of the things that I find we have become is very closed-minded. And part of it at the helm or at the hands of some of the folks doing talk radio programs every day. And then there are others who want to have people understand different concepts, if you will, because we do encounter people like Trump. He's not the norm. He's not the regular. He's not like everybody else. And, you know, we get down to brass tacks. None of us are like anybody else, but yet we have similarities. And so we get out of our comfort zone. But, you know, there solidly are 40% of the country that wants to be out of their comfort zone. For whatever the reason, they support this guy in an analysis way. Yeah, Kevin, go ahead.
I was going to say that what you're saying is accurate, and I think that what has happened over the last 20, 25 years is that the niches, whether they're political or whatever, have become more solidified. The country was a little bit more centrist 25 years ago. The right didn't, you know, the far right didn't have as many members, so to speak. The far left didn't. And now we have that, and people, you're right, are less interested in hearing what anyone else has to say. The media experts will tell you that what people really want is they want someone to confirm what they already believe. And that, some people will tell you, was the basis, the foundation of modern talk radio.
Yep. It's like playing the hits. If you like oldies, then you want to hear that music. If you like AC, adult contemporary, you want to hear that music. If you like country, you want to hear that music. So that's the format that you go to without analyzing or comparing other music. As in this circumstance, we don't have people analyzing or comparing one frame of thought, if you will, to another. It's what I'm comfortable with. That's what I want to hear for some. I mean,
yeah, and I think that's been a part of human nature since the beginning of human history. I think we see it now through the media.
Yeah, but we're so judgmental.
Everywhere.
And it's more fractured now.
We're so judgmental, Kevin. And so we're likely to criticize. My God.
Well, we are. And I think that Americans have always been that way. And we're getting even worse or better, depending on how you look at it. But you're right. In America, to not have an opinion is considered a sin. You go to other foreign countries and people are, why are you Americans so opinionated? So that's kind of an American thing, I think.
Well, being open to ideas, though, is not American at the moment. It's either my way or the highway with so many people. And we don't fix things that way. You have to kind of embrace the thoughts and give some credibility to people who have a different point of view than you do. And now so many people want to shut down. I mean, Richie, how many times have you heard people call in when I'd say something on the air they didn't like? I'm never listening to this show again. You're
daily.
Terrible. You're horrible.
Daily. As a matter of fact, here's one right now ringing in on the phone.
Yeah.
Doug, I think you're absolutely right, and it's a challenge for someone who wants to do anything different, whether it's in talk radio, in literature, or television, or whatever, because you're really stepping out on a limb. Think about, and as a career radio guy, you know this, creating a new format. WFAN, the big sports station in New York, I think it went somewhere between 5 and 10 years before they made money. That would never happen now. No one would give 5 years to a new format before pulling the plug on it.
It would give 5 months.
By the way, let's just go down that street for a moment, because as it is a form of talk radio, sports talk radio, and Michael's a big fan. I don't know how you are in terms of
sports
activities. You are. Okay. So this whole business about the host on WFAN, who has been asked to leave, his name is
Carl. He resigned.
He did resign. Okay.
He resigned because he felt he was doing harm to WFAN. His name's Craig Carton, and he has been charged with fraud, various counts of fraud in connection with an alleged Ponzi scheme to raise money to cover his own gambling debts. So that's the backstory.
Now, so a lot of people are seeing these headlines and thinking, wow, this guy's a bad guy. But yet the people who are closest to him, like his co-partner, his co-host Boomer Esiason, with whom I worked a little bit when I was in Cincinnati in the dark ages, when he had just gotten finished playing in Cincinnati, he was dumbfounded by it. And you could tell, you don't mask that stuff, even if you're really good. Hard for you. I think that people doing this for a living really, Limbaugh comes across as an example of, with somebody, a lot of bravado, but he really is who he is on the air. You don't do it every day for as long as we've done it and not have who you are show up in some way, shape, or form.
Sure.
So those of you who would think that Esiason was something that he's not, and this guy as well, the thing that is really stunning here is I believe Esiason when he says that he didn't know this guy was up to this. They didn't share that. And he didn't know that there was this kind of trouble looming. And so Michael Harrison, who's our mentor here, is a big fan of Mike Francesa, is on that same station. And Francesa was going to retire. I'm getting in the weeds a little bit here. But now I saw something in Talkers last week that suggested, or this week, that he was maybe not going to retire because he didn't want the station to fall apart. And if he wasn't there in the morning show his weekend, then maybe there's a problem. Is that?
Yeah, well, he told the New York Post, and that's where our source was, he told the New York Post that he has no reason to believe that this is the case, but if it is, if the station finds itself in trouble needing a new afternoon host and a new partner for the morning, and it would help if he stayed around a little longer, he'd be willing to talk to them. That's basically what he was saying. I don't, who knows what will ultimately happen with that. But the interesting thing about this Craig Carton case is, you're right, Boomer Esiason came up to his defense and said, oh, my God, I can't believe this. I'm devastated. When you sit in a studio with someone day after day, you get to know them pretty darn well, at least.
Right.
But remember this, too. People keep things hidden all the time. People keep their addictions hidden. And if this guy, Craig Carton, does or did have a gambling problem, people hide that stuff from even their family members. So I'm a person who believes that everyone has their flaws. Everyone has their blind spots. Where we go with those determines what happens to us in life. And if the government's allegations against Mr. Carton are true, then maybe he simply got himself under so much debt that he did desperate things to get out of them. And maybe he, in other words, he wasn't saying, hey, how can I go out and make a lot of money? It was, oh, my God, I'm in trouble. I've got to make a lot of money.
And that's an interesting reality as well. How people, this is the human side of this element, no matter who it is. Carton, mornings on WFAN, that's got to be worth $1 million+. Even in today's times, where the owners of these stages are so damn cheap, but those guys carry a fairly heavy price tag.
I don't know what he was making, but it must have been pretty good doing mornings in New York on a very successful show.
Right. So under that, he's spending more money than that gambling. That really is a sickness. He built people. I'm looking at the story. I guess it does, Richie. Now, by the way, the story. And many of the stories that have to do with your favorite hosts are all highlighted. If you go to talkers.com, that's where Talkers Magazine is, and some of the material that we're talking about here is sourced, if you will, from those conversations. 45 after the hour, this is a program that is all about conversation on the radio. I'm going to give you cause to converse with your spouse or your family or maybe even your friends, if you talk about how well you rest, do you talk about the quality of the sheets, talk about the pillows, talk about the bed itself? This is something you spend almost a third of it with me, maybe a little less, but with most people, it's supposed to be about a third of your life in the sack. And if you're in the sack, you want to get good and comfortable, and you can't with lousy pillows. My Pillow is a supportive, cool, wonderful, patented, a productive product that is like no other. No other pillow can match what you experience with My Pillow: falling asleep faster, staying asleep longer, waking up more refreshed. And so I offer to you their 50% off the four pillow pack right now at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. You need new pillows every year anyway, no matter what kind of pillows you got. So why not get the best? And you get four pillows, two premium pillows, two travel pillows at 50% off the four-pack price. Right now, while you're thinking about it, take action. It's at MyPillow.com. The promo code is DJV, MyPillow.com, for new pillows, exciting, good stuff. MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
It's time for some straight talk. Some people are big-time data users, some not so much.
Well, Straight Talk Wireless has unlimited plans of all sizes, like the newest, with the first 2 gigs of data at high speed, then 2G for just $35 a month. That's unlimited talk, text, and data, all on America's largest and most dependable networks. Big or small, everyone saves with Straight Talk Wireless. Best phones, best networks, no contracts, only at Walmart.
A month equals 30 days. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. But even today, there's still one path to success that only requires a dream and about $10. Because if your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. Right now at Vistaprint, you can get 500 customized high-quality business cards for only $9.99. That's $9.99, and your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. Just go to Vistaprint.com, use promo code 2020 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 2020.
This report is brought to you by the National Cybersecurity Alliance. Many consumers do not fully understand how to protect their personal information online. They need to carefully consider the data they continuously generate about themselves and others from their mobile devices and PCs. Michael Kaiser with the National Cybersecurity Alliance.
Your personally identifiable information is like money. Value it, protect it. At staysafeonline.org, the National Cybersecurity Alliance offers free tips for keeping a clean PC and protecting your privacy online. For tips on how to protect your smartphone or tablet, check out DigitalU at onlinesafety.att.com. DigitalU is a program from our friends at AT&T that provides free tips and tools for protecting your devices and data, keeping your personal information secure, and keeping you safe online.
Protect your privacy online. Visit the National Cybersecurity Alliance at staysafeonline.org and AT&T Digital U at onlinesafety.att.com for more information.
All right, about a minute left here on the countdown with Kevin Casey. Thank you, Kevin, for being here this week, by the way. And
Michael, my pleasure.
Absence, it's always good to hear from you and get a different perspective on things and what's going on. What's the most unique thing going on? We got a few seconds. I probably should have asked you this a half hour ago. But the most unique thing you think going on in talk radio circles at the moment?
The most unique thing? Wow. Yeah. I think the most unique thing going on is probably conservative talk show hosts trying to figure out how they're aligning themselves with the GOP president as he continues to do things that, you know, at least from a social standpoint, are considered uncomfortable.
Right.
You know, and I think that there are a lot of people who were never Trumpers, who are conservatives, who are trying to figure out how to get in line with this president, and that's kind of unique.
Kevin Casey, vice president in charge of everything at Talkers Magazine at talkers.com, here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, you should give Physicians Mutual Insurance Company a call. 1-800-496-1532. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired or on Medicare. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. That's right, any dentist you want. Call and we'll rush you a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-496-1532. That's 1-800-496-1532. 1-800-496-1532.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Yes, indeed. It is 53 past the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with an overview of, in this time, we usually have Stephen J.J. Wiseman here to go through the legal ramifications of some of the elements of the countdown. I was especially interested in the column that he wrote that's in Talkers Magazine this week, a focus on Jemele Hill and what is freedom of speech, which we will address right after these words.
This report is brought to you by the National Cybersecurity Alliance. Many consumers do not fully understand how to protect their personal information online. They need to carefully consider the data they continuously generate about themselves and others from their mobile devices and PCs. Michael Kaiser with the National Cybersecurity Alliance.
Your personally identifiable information is like money. Value it, protect it. At staysafeonline.org, the National Cybersecurity Alliance offers free tips for keeping a clean PC and protecting your privacy online. For tips on how to protect your smartphone or tablet, check out DigitalU at onlinesafety.att.com. DigitalU is a program from our friends at AT&T that provides free tips and tools for protecting your devices and data, keeping your personal information secure, and keeping you safe online.
Protect your privacy online.
Visit the National Cybersecurity Alliance at staysafeonline.org and AT&T Digital U at onlinesafety.att.com for more information.
Well, one of the things that I find very interesting, by the way, Richie, Steve says he's at the same number as always, 4085. Okay. There, try that one. Because I don't want to, this business, I don't want to put words in his mouth. Jemele Hill, the controversy there. There are a lot of people who just don't understand what the term free speech means. It doesn't mean you are free to say anything without any ramifications. You can say what you want, but how many times the what's the old expression about the laws of nature, the villages of the past are filled with the rubble of people who have misunderstood things like what the term freedom of speech means. You say what you think, but that doesn't mean that it's not going to have some impact, some ramification. And if you disagree with your boss and you say something and you think you're protected by freedom of speech, you're a fool, because you're not protected by freedom of speech. It just isn't the way that it works. If you work for somebody, it's like somebody on my program, if they said something that I thought was outrageous, I would reprimand them. And then if they did something again that was outrageous that I thought ought not to be on the air, then I probably would get rid of them. And I have done that in the past. It has not anything to do with me agreeing or disagreeing or what's fair, but in this circumstance, maybe that was a bad example because I'm all about, you know, this is a talk radio program, so you talk. But when you're running, let's say you're running a Buick dealership, and the guy who owns the Buick dealership also owns a Ford dealership, and you say that Buicks are better than Fords, and the boss says, well, you shouldn't sell against the Ford, just say this is why you should buy a Buick and never mind Fords. And the guy keeps talking about Fords and how bad they are, and the boss says, hey, I can't, you shouldn't be doing this, you're fired. Right. Well, I was just exercising. If you work for somebody, they're paying you to do something, you need to wear what they tell you to wear. You need to look like they want you to look. You know, or if you decide, a fellow took over a car dealership here recently, and he told everybody that they had to be clean shaven. At that moment, three people walked out of the dealership because they had beards and they weren't going to.
You can't run your own business anymore like that. You will get sued.
You get sued. That doesn't mean you're going to win, but you do get sued. And so in this case with Jemele Hill, that whole controversy about, you know, saying that Trump was a white supremacist, that may be her opinion, and she's entitled to it. But that doesn't mean ESPN. Look at all the people who have been fired, actually, for not saying things on the air, but for posting things on their social media pages. Look at all the radio
people.
Colin
Kaepernick.
Yeah.
Basically
right.
Ran himself out of a job.
Yeah. Well, but he lasted. The other side of it is he may have called attention to himself, so he lasted another season where he might not have under the circumstances. So anyway, the word to the wise here is sufficient. And in the absence of Stephen J. Wiseman, I'll play the role of being wise. It's smart to understand what your place is and your position is before you get carried away with your own thoughts. All right, there it is. My overview of things. I'm Doug Steffen, 59 after the hour.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.